Listen closely, explorers. I'm going to whisper a secret word in a language from a place far, far away. Keitiaki. Can you say that with me? Keitiaki. Keitiaki. That's a word from the Maori people in New Zealand, and it means guardian. Not a guardian of a bank, but a guardian of the whole world. Today we're going to find secret passwords from all over the globe to find out how to be the best guardian ever. But first, it's time to grab your belief backpack, reach behind you, grab the straps, and give it a big zip. Oh, I love that sound. Today on Faithfully Explore, we're packing our bag with treasures from friends all over the world who have been Earth Guardians for thousands of years. Faithfully Explore is the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the globe will track. Filling up our belief backpack. You know what a guardian is, right? It's someone who protects something precious, like how a big sibling might guard their little brother or sister, or how a museum guard protects beautiful art. Well, today, we're exploring what it means to be guardians of the earth. Our first stop is with the oldest wisdom on earth, teachings from indigenous peoples. These are communities that have lived in harmony with nature for a long, long time. Now, there are many different indigenous nations and communities all around the world, and each one has its own special traditions and stories, but many of them share a really beautiful idea. They have a secret teaching that goes like this. We do not inherit the earth from our parents. We borrow it from our children. Now, think about when you borrow a favorite toy from a friend. Do you leave it in the mud? No way! You take super duper good care of it, so you can give it back in perfect shape. That's what this teaching means. We are borrowing the trees and the clean water so we can hand them over to the kids who come after us. Indigenous nations teach us the secret password, reciprocity. Can you say that tricky word with me? Reciprocity. Reciprocity. It just means the big thank you. If you pick a juicy berry, you say thank you to the bush. If you take a drink from a stream, you whisper thanks to the water. You never take more than you need because a guardian always shares with the birds and the bears too. Now let's fly across the ocean to India. In the Hindu tradition, the earth isn't just dirt and rocks. The earth is a goddess named Bhumi Devi. Bhumi means earth and Devi means goddess. Imagine that. The ground underneath your sneakers is like a kind mother who grows your food and gives you a place to play. In India, our secret password is more of an action. Some people start their day by touching the ground and then touching their heart. It's like saying, "Good morning, earth. Thank you for holding me up." Let's try it. Reach down and touch the floor. Now touch your heart. You just gave the earth a high five. Doesn't that make the ground feel a little more special? Next, we're visiting our Muslim friends. In Islam, there is a secret password called Khalifa. Can you say that with me? Khalifa. A Khalifa is like a trustee or a super caretaker. It's like being the world's most important babysitter. Muslims believe that God put humans in charge of the earth to make sure every flower and every kitty cat is treated with kindness. A famous teacher named Muhammad once said that if you plant a tree and a hungry bird eats a fruit from it, you've done something wonderful. You get a kindness point every time that tree gives shade or food. So a Khalifa doesn't just look at nature, they help it grow. Our last stop is a Jewish secret password that I bet you'll love. Tikkun Olam. Who can say Tikkun Olam? In Hebrew, this means repairing the world. Think of the world like a giant, beautiful toy that has a few broken pieces. Our job is to be the repair crew. Every time you do something kind, you are gluing a piece of the world back together. Picking up a piece of litter? Tikkun olam. Turning off the water while you brush your teeth? Tikkun olam. Being kind to a bug? Tikkun olam. There's a famous saying that means you don't have to fix the whole world by yourself, but you can't just sit and watch either. You just have to fix your one little piece of the puzzle. Okay, explorers, let's pause for a second. Pack your belief backpack. Does it feel a little heavier? That's because it's full of all these amazing stories we just found. We traveled to tall mountains, busy cities, and quiet temples. We heard words in Maori, Arabic, Hebrew, and Sanskrit. But did you notice something? It was like a secret code. Even though the words sounded different, they were all saying the exact same thing. When our indigenous friends say reciprocity, they mean be a helper. When our Hindu friends say Bhumi Devi, they mean love the Earth Mother. When our Muslim friends say Khalifa, they mean be a world babysitter. When our Jewish friends say Tikkun Olam, they mean fix the broken pieces. Do you hear it? It's like one big song being sung in 100 different languages. Every single tradition teaches us that you and I are part of a giant global guardian team. That's my favorite part about being an explorer. When we really listen to our neighbors, we find out that even if they pray differently or live far away, they love the same things you do. Think about it. Do you love splashing in clean water? Me too. Do you love climbing trees and smelling flowers? Me too. Do you want the animals to have a safe home? Me too. All that me too is like building a friendship bridge. It's a bridge made of kindness that connects a kid in India, a kid in New Zealand, and you, right where you are. We're all walking across that bridge together, holding hands and looking after our beautiful Earth. It's game time! Explorers, it's time to see if your guardian powers are ready. Stand up, shake out your arms, and get your legs ready to move. Here's how we play. I'm going to describe something that happens. If it's something a guardian would do, I want you to strike a guardian power pose. If it's a nope, I want you to make a big X with your arms and say, not on my watch. Are you ready? Let's go. Challenge one, you see a spider in your bathtub. Instead of a squish, you get a cup, scoop him up, and walk him outside to a nice leafy bush. Power pose or X mark? Huge power pose. Yes, you are a tiny creature bodyguard. Even the smallest bugs are part of the Earth's big family. Challenge two. You're eating a snack outside. You're all finished and whoosh, you toss your wrapper right onto the grass. Power pose or X mark? Big X mark. That's right. A guardian says, not on my watch. We keep our trash in the bin so the animals have a clean home. Challenge three. You walk out of your bedroom and click. You remember to flip the light switch off because nobody is in there. Power pose or X mark? Power pose, you're an energy ninja. Saving electricity is a secret way to be a hero for the planet. Challenge four. You're in the shower, singing your favorite song. The water is warm and feels great, so you stay in there for five more songs while the water runs and runs. Power pose or X mark? X mark. Guardians are water wizards. We use just what we need, and then click, off goes the tap. One song is plenty of time for a guardian to get squeaky clean. Challenge 5. You find a bit of dirt in a pot or a garden. You tuck a seed inside and you give it a little drink of water. Power pose or X mark? The biggest power pose yet. You're a life grower. Every plant you grow helps the bees, the birds, and the air we breathe. Challenge 6. You need to go to your friend's house just 2 blocks away. You ask your family to drive the car, even though you have your bike and your helmet ready to go. Power pose or X mark? X mark. Oh, we caught you on that one. If it's safe to bike or walk, that's human power. It keeps the air fresh and your legs strong. Shake it out, explorers. You didn't let a single nope get past you. You're already acting like Keitiaki, Khalifas, and world repairers. Remember, being a guardian isn't about being perfect every time. It's about making one power pose choice at a time, every single day. Great job on the challenge, explorers. But being a guardian doesn't stop when the music ends. This week's challenge is... This week, I have 3 secret missions for you to try at home. Are you ready for your assignments? Mission 1, the big thank you. Every day this week, I want you to find one thing the Earth gave you and say thank you out loud. It could be the water in your cup, the apple in your lunch, or the cool breeze on your face. Remember what our Indigenous friends taught us about reciprocity? When we say thanks, we're being the best kind of borrowers. Mission 2, the high five repair. This week, when you're walking to school or playing at the park, I want you to find 5 pieces of litter, like a candy wrapper or an old bottle, and put them in the trash. You're practicing Tikkun Olam. You're literally repairing the world, 5 tiny pieces at a time. High five for that. Mission 3, the Wisdom Whisperer. This is the most important one. I want you to go to someone in your family, maybe a grown-up or a sibling, and tell them one secret you learned today. Tell them what Khalifa means, or tell them the story of Bhumi Devi. When you share these stories, you aren't just a guardian of the trees, you're a guardian of wisdom, too. Which mission are you gonna start first? I bet you can do all 3. Now reach into your belief backpack one more time. I have a story to tuck inside. This tale comes from a beautiful country called India, and it's about a girl named Meera and a very, very grumpy man. Now it's time for my favorite part of the podcast. It's story time. I wonder what story we're gonna hear today. Once upon a time in a village where the sun was big and golden, there grew a giant tamarind tree. It was enormous. Its trunk was as wide as a van, and its branches reached out like giant leafy arms, giving the whole village a hug. The tree was a giver. When the wind blew, the leaves went shh, 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 singing a lullaby. It grew tart, tangy fruit that tasted like sour candy. And it was the best hide-and-seek spot in the world. Everyone loved the tree. Everyone except a grumpy merchant. He was very rich, and he had a very loud voice. He looked at the beautiful tree and said, "Huh, that tree is in my way. I want to build a giant, shiny shop right there. Tomorrow, chop, chop, chop. Down it goes." The villagers gasped. "Oh no," they cried. "The birds live there. We nap there." But the merchant just plugged his ears. That night, a little girl named Meera, who was just about your age, couldn't sleep. She thought about the owls and the branches. She thought about the sour candy fruit. She knew she had to be a ketiaki, a guardian. The next morning, just as the sun was peeking up, Mira stood right in front of the merchant. She was small, but she stood tall like a power pose.
"Wait," she said. "Before you chop, will you come for a walk with me?"
The merchant grumbled, but he followed her. Mira pointed up.
"Look,"
she whispered. They saw a mama bird feeding a worm to a tiny, fluffy baby.
Cheep, cheep.
She pointed down.
"Look."
They saw a line of teeny, tiny ants marching like soldiers up the bark. She pointed to the shade.
"Look."
The oldest grandpa in the village was sitting there, smiling because the sun wasn't too hot on his head. Mira looked at the merchant and said,
"This tree isn't just wood and leaves. It's a home. It's a gift. It's been a guardian for us. Now we have to be a guardian for it."
The merchant looked at the birds. He looked at the ants. He remembered when he was a little boy climbing trees and getting green leaves from the grass. His heart, which had been small and hard like a stone, began to melt. He dropped his axe.
"You're right, Mira," he said. "I was looking, but I wasn't really seeing."
The merchant didn't just save the tree. He became its best friend. He built a little fence to keep the roots safe and hung a sign that said, "This tree is a gift for the children of the future." And you know what? Mira grew up to be a great teacher. But she never forgot that she saved a whole world of living things just by using her voice. I love that story because it reminds me of you. Sometimes grown-ups forget to look at the birds and the ants. Sometimes they forget that the earth is a borrowed gift. But you have guardian eyes. You see how precious a single tree can be. Just like Mira, your voice is a superpower. When you speak up for a bug or a flower or a park, you are doing tikkun olam. You are repairing the world. You might be small, but your heart is big enough to change the mind of a grumpy merchant too. Take a deep breath in, explorers, and let it out. Can you still hear the sh 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 of the tamarind tree? What's inside our belief backpack this week? Before we go, pat that belief backpack on your back. It's heavy because it's full of your new guardian superpowers. You aren't just a kid listening to a story. You're going home with the heart of a borrower. You know the earth is a precious gift we're keeping safe for the kids of the future. You have the hands of a world repairer. That's your tikkun olam. You're part of the global crew that fixes the broken pieces of our planet. You have the voice of a protector. Just like Mira, you have the power to speak up and say, "This tree, this world, is worth saving." And you have the spirit of the big thank you. You've learned that the ground beneath your feet is sacred. Whether you call it Bhumi Devi or Mother Earth, you've got the power of gratitude. Today, we built a friendship bridge connecting you to kids in India, New Zealand, and all over the map. We might say the words differently, ketiaki, khalifa, or trustee, but our hearts are all saying the same thing. I love our home. Your mission this week is to use your guardian eyes. Look for the birds, thank the rain, and remember, you are a hero for the earth. I'm so glad we explored together. I'm Laura, and I'll see you next time on Faithfully Explore. Remember, stay curious, stay kind, and keep exploring the wonderful world around you.